Postal workers' action results in double victory for Union. Gary Clark, Secretary of Scotland No. 2 branch of the Communications Workers' Union, CWU, addressed, via Zoom, hundreds of National Shop Steward Network trade union activists on the 16th of May. Gary declared a victory for the union following the departure of Royal Mail's notorious anti-union boss, Rick Oback. His exit comes quickly after management's clamped down over its suspension of the Universal Service Obligation, USO, which stopped Saturday postal deliveries. Postal workers are celebrating seeing the back of Rick Oback, capping what has been an amazing few weeks at Royal Mail. And let me make it clear, he was sacked. Back took over Royal Mail 2 years ago, drawing £10 million in salary, pension and so on. His brief on joining was to take on and smash the CWU, to facilitate greater returns for the big shareholders who now own the company. I'll put this development into context. At the end of last year, the CWU balloted 97% majority to strike, after Royal Mail reneged on a national deal over jobs and conditions. After a politicized court injunction dismissing this ballot, we won a strike re-ballot in the new year by a massive 94.5% vote. Mistakenly, the union leadership called off the strike because of the coronavirus pandemic. This gave Royal Mail bosses the confidence to go on an offensive against the union. Incidentally, 13 postal workers have died from COVID-19 during this pandemic. During the first week of the lockdown, we, along with other CWU branches, had members refuse to work in order to secure safe working conditions. On International Workers' Memorial Day, the 28th of April, Royal Mail announced without negotiation, and undoubtedly with government approval, that it was going to suspend the USO. This was against the backdrop of Rick Oback saying he would no longer speak to the CWU during the pandemic. This executive action, in suspending USO, was designed to ridicule postal workers, and was a clear statement this was going to be a fight to the finish with the CWU. Between this announcement and the 1st of May, we launched a consultation campaign. We also asked all our union reps not to enter in talks with local management over USO, and to adhere to the existing duty structures. What we anticipated was unofficial walkouts of up to 90,000 postal workers on May Day, in advance of Royal Mail implementing its plan. Facing this workers' uprising, Royal Mail crumbled and announced on the 1st of May the ditching of its plan. We believe that the government, fearing a national postal strike, just as Johnson was about to announce a partial return to work, pressured Royal Mail to abandon its plan. Clearly, Back had completely misjudged the mood among postal workers, and he had no alternative but to go, albeit with a huge severance package. We have also secured a COVID payment worth £200 for full-time postal workers, and pro rata for part-timers. I believe this should have been paid fully to all members, and not pro rata on this occasion. But let's be clear, our original dispute, after Royal Mail reneged on our national deal over jobs, pay and working conditions, is not over. We have forced the employer back to the negotiating table, and we intend to press home our advantage, to ensure a just settlement. Workers and the public have experienced a deterioration of the postal service under privatization. The wider trade union movement, representing millions of workers and their families, must actively come behind our demand for the renationalization of Royal Mail, and booting out profiteers like Back.